Unit 17. A grotesque actor. Lon Chaney was one of the greatest actors of the silent era. He became famous for being able to disappear inside his characters, which were often deformed and monstrous, and even hated and feared by some people. Chaney was known for his incredible makeup effects, and he was an expert at disguising himself in costumes and often uncomfortable mechanical devices to alter his physical shape. These talents earned him the nickname of the Man of 1,000 Faces. Two of his most famous performances were Quasimodo in The Hunchback of Notre Dame and Eric in the original The Phantom of the Opera. Chaney's Phantom was very different from Andrew Lloyd Webber's version in 2003. Chaney used makeup and tape to transform his face into the hideous skeletal phantom. When you see the phantom's face in Webber's version, you can see the handsome actor underneath the makeup. Chaney's face, though, is the face of a nightmare, and it is truly frightening. As Quasimodo, Chaney had to endure torturous pain due to the brace he had to wear for his back. He had back troubles for the rest of his life because of the role. Unlike in today's films, where actors can explain their thoughts and feelings by speaking, silent actors needed to be very skilled at projecting inner emotions through gestures and facial expressions. With one lazy wave of his arm, Chaney could express great weariness and boredom. When he looked at the camera, the viewer could sense the great pain and suffering he was feeling. In order to maintain a mysterious image and make his acting roles more believable, Chaney rarely did interviews or promotion for his films. He also stayed away from the Hollywood social scene, living with his wife in a home far away from the city. It made some people think that he was an unfriendly man, but everyone who worked with him knew that it wasn't the truth. Chaney was a very generous actor who loved helping out younger actors who were just starting out. In a time when many actors refused to work with black people, Chaney befriended the young Paul Robeson. Robeson would eventually become the most famous black actor in Hollywood, and he always had great admiration and respect for Lon Chaney. Not many people know about Lon Chaney now, but it would be a good idea to look at some of his old films. Chaney's characters were often grotesque monsters, but he always tried to give them a sense of humanity. If you couldn't sympathize with them, at least you could try to understand them.